This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It will be a few weeks before we know who will be Denver's next mayor. The top two candidates in yesterday's vote will move on to a runoff election in June. Likewise, in Colorado Springs, the mayor's race is likely headed to a runoff. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
Political newcomer Yemi Mobolade appeared to have received by far the most votes, but he did not break the 50% threshold to avoid a runoff. It's a closer contest for second place with a tight race between Wayne Williams and Sally Clark. The Colorado Springs runoff is slated for mid-May. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
You'll find election results at CPR.org. Former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in Colorado Tuesday. Her visit was part of the unveiling of a new device built by Global Thermostat, a Colorado-based company that promises to slow climate change by removing carbon from the air and injecting it into the ground. Pelosi praised the project.
When this story of humanity's victory over the climate crisis is written, today will be a defining moment.
The union representing Denver Public Schools principals is calling for changes in how the district handles discipline. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The union wants a role revising the district's complex discipline matrix. That spells out what's supposed to happen for specific student conduct. Some educators say it requires too many time-consuming interventions before a child faces consequences. The union wants more mental health supports and new policies for enrolling students who have previous safety concerns. DPS says it's carrying out a thorough review of board policies and disciplinary practices and supports for struggling students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today close to 40. It should be warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.